In the name of Jesus, I share the topic of a sound mind and heart. To finish this ISC, the theme is to remember your first love. And we have gone through so many lectures and the prayer section and all the discussions. And also we heard wonderful testimonies as well. So, really, if we can take all of the messages home, then by the grace of God, we believe we all have a sound mind. We know how to self-control ourselves. And also, we will have more love to Jesus, more love to our family, more love to the church. And if you still remember, how are we going to train ourselves to have a sound mind? We have to always pursue the good things. Try to avoid those things can distress our path and make us fall into the trap of Satan. So that's why yesterday during the Q&A session, a lot of the question actually is not beneficial at all. A lot of the question rose from so many scholars. They come out from a heart of the not believing in God. If people, they don't believe in God, then a lot of questions will come out. So, because human beings tend to stand at the position of God, just like at the same level of God, then to question this Almighty God, say, why you do this? Why you don't do that? Right? So then we just follow their thought to question about the creation of God. And from that point, then we will confuse ourselves even more. So that's why in the Second Timothy chapter 2, turn to Second Timothy 2, verse 23. Foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. Some foolish and unlearned questions will make us confused, and actually it will generate a lot of strife and debate, and end up we will lose the faith. So, if we came to this kind of the situation, actually this kind of the lust. It's another kind of lust. So that's why 22 say you have to escape, right? Escape from those lust, use for lust, and then pursuing this faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. So when we train ourselves to be able really pray with our spiritual companions and pursuing together to grow together, then we are not going to compete. So because we do need some co-workers in the future, right? Also, in a family, we have a brother, sister, you know, once you married, you have your spouse, husband, wife, is not going to compete who earn more money, who have higher position, right? So in the church, we are not competing with our co-workers, say, I'm doing better than you. No. If we end up into this kind of the strife or competition, then this is another form of immaturity. It's called lust. We have to avoid, because once we come to compare others, if we try to compare, sometimes members tend to compare the workers. Oh, this worker is better than another one. Then this is a sign. We actually, the church turn into wrong direction, immature. Why? Because in 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 Timothy chapter 2, 23 and 24. 1 Timothy chapter 2. Should be not chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24. Sorry, 24. Here say, the servant of the Lord must not strive. The servant of the Lord must not strive. Must not compete. So that's why we learn from the truth, and we discipline ourselves. In the future, if we really become a mature worker, we will appreciate our co-worker, and we will always view this is what God's arrangement, and God wants us to grow together in all different situations with different workers together. Okay? So, we have to find out our spiritual companion, very important, our co-worker. Then I will proceed to the third point. We have to train ourselves, become mature, and we are able to please those who call us to work. So chapter 2, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. Verse 4, no man that was entangled himself with the affair of life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. We have to really understand who give us this opportunity to serve. So if we are entrusted by someone to finish a task, a work, to be able to work for the church, for the Lord, we have to always become accountable, responsible. And if we really please, of course, the optimal is our God, right? God calls us, God saves us, gives us this opportunity. So we are free. We are out of the bondage of sin. We become justified, to be able to serve God. But on the other hand, we cannot ignore the human part. So that's why if we really please God, and we all will consider others, consider our co-worker. So that's why in verse 15, study to show yourself approved unto God. And then a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Sometimes if we put on this sign, say, okay, I am going to show myself approved to God. I work very hard. I am a hard worker to please the Lord. Sometimes we forget. I do everything for God. So it's just nobody can criticize you because I'm working for God, right? I do my best to work for God. But if our action make our surrounding people so anxious, so angry, or so uneasy, then something not right. So say if you are very firm, to work for certain work, but end up make your friend or brother or sister in the church feel sad, hey, it's paper not in this way, then it is another kind of the use for lust. We cannot compare this action with the manners of Paul toward God. If we say I work very zealous to God, just like Paul and Jesus, right? They are very devoted. They do everything for the gospel. But at the same time, we can see the disciples and the co-worker of Paul, they all come together on the same page. They even can appreciate what the worker have done was so good, so powerful. So if we just make the person who calls to work become uneasy, uncomfortable, then it's not mature. So if we turn to chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, especially verse 4. Greatly desired to see you, being mindful of my tears, that I might be filled with joy. When Paul considered Timothy, he feels so joyful. He gives thanks to God because this worker, co-worker, is so good. Right? And Paul actually called Timothy to work together. So that's why Timothy, his action will affect whether Paul feels joy or not. And then let's turn to chapter 1, verse 16. Which person is he? I make it in verse 16, yes. The Lord give mercy to the house of the Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. He often refreshed me. This co-worker with Paul make him joyful too, right? And in chapter 4, verse 11, here mentioned Mark. Take Mark and bring him with you, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. Mark is profitable to me. This is all his co-worker. And if we look at the Philemon, let's turn to Philemon. Philemon, verse 7. Philemon. For we have great joy and consolation in your love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by you, brother. Philemon, refresh Paul's heart and make it so thankful about his action, his deed. Right? And continue, verse 20, Philemon 20. Yes, brother, let me have joy of you in the Lord. Refresh my bowels in the Lord. Refreshment. Continue, come out from Paul's letter. So that's why we have to always consider. We have to make the church, the worker, feel, wow, we are worthy to be entrusted to work together. We have to train ourselves. That's why no matter what kind of work we are going to take, even sometimes just translation or the hymn leading, sometimes I saw our youth forgot to appear if there has been assigned to lead him. They forgot to ask someone to do for them if they cannot do it. It's not countable. Right? So this is very important. We train ourselves from very, very little tiny sin first. Then gradually we will become mature worker. Okay, so this is the self-training. And then the last one I want to mention is in chapter 2 verse 5, 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5 about the rule. Lawfully or a rule. This rule is kind of become your own routine. Every family have their own rule, right? When you are at your house, your parents set you certain rules, right? You have to follow. Then in the company, of course, there's rule. In every organization, they do have a rule. Okay. So, rule actually can make us, we can avoid a lot of the troubles. Yourself must also have a rule too. What kind of rule you can set? Like Jesus. Let's turn to Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4 verse 16. Luke chapter 4:16. Here said, on the Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue as his custom was. He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. It's become his routine to worship on Sabbath into the synagogue. Oh. And then Paul, the same thing. Let's turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 7. 2 Thessalonians 3, 7. This is a rule. It's also considered as order. For yourself, know how you ought to follow us, for we behave not ourselves disorderly among you. So, Paul, he behave among brothers and sisters in the church orderly. And to Paul, if you look at the book of Acts 17 verse, 17, chapter 17 verse 2. Let's turn to Acts 17 verse 2. This, because this is related to the, in the Thessalonians, right? 17 verse 2 said, Paul, as his manner was, went into them and the three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the scriptures. Okay. So, Paul, he also, as his manner was, on Sabbath, keep Sabbath into the synagogue. But at the same time, he also behave orderly. So, he's supposed to follow all the rules. Okay? So, that's why he also require Timothy to follow him, do the same thing. Okay? If we really, because of the rule has been set, right? So, in the church, the same token, the church already set some rules. If we follow it, we can save a lot of effort to become try and error and then find a good way. No. We just very simply follow it and then we can do the good work already. So sometimes we have to consider about the rule it will cover all aspects of our life, our spiritual life. Rule is not just say I come to the church on Sabbath, or during the service time or sermon, I come to join. Rule is all different kind of in the church, how we act, how we going to do task or body of work. This is the order we have to follow. If we can train ourselves become submissive to the rules, then we will mature, including our marriage. Marriage is very important. Because mature is not just for work. Mature is the way how we deal with our brothers and sisters. Just like during the testimony, Deacon says, in the church, if we really greet each other, we will warmly welcome everybody. We are not so cool, right? We will smile to everybody. And it makes this church become so like a family, really. We greet each other, we chat to one another. So during the meantime, you are not going just stick with your certain group. You will go to different groups to greet them, try to understand them even better. Right? So we will find out someone really need help so we can provide. We can offer our love to them. So this kind of the action is very important. So if we really become mature, then in the church, it's so wonderful. So, discipline ourselves. I want to especially at the end emphasize, we must be also become mature in the marriage, the concept of marriage too. This is for of course everybody, because even after marriage, some people are still immature. Have you ever seen those senior member is so immature? Have you ever experienced? You can see, how come this brother or sister is so immature? Have you ever experienced that? And do you ever see some younger generation are so mature? Have you? Yes, right? I believe, yes. So maturity is not a matter of your age. If we don't pursue for these characteristics, we may become very immature when we are old. And then, if we consider I'm old, I have experience, you have to listen to me, be submissive to me, and then we make mistake. Right? So, I think most of us have experience. Sometimes our parents is not mature yet. In certain way. Right? But, that's just like one sister. This sister, she almost 50 years old. But sometimes she consider herself is not mature as the kids. Why? Because emotionally, or especially in certain age, huh? when you into the menopause, or maybe sometimes in that stage, your mood changes greatly. Sometimes you just react just like a childish. But sometimes the children, if they cultivate themselves very carefully every day, they will say, how come mom don't do this way? It's not a mature way. So even kids can be very mature. Okay? So we have to prepare ourselves become mature. I think it's because most of us actually in the about the age to consider the marriage already. Once you enter the college, then sooner or later, maybe in 5 years, 6 years, 8 years, 10 years, you have to face the marriage. The issue is very important. Then, are you ready? Are you mature enough to enter the path of marriage, to receive the blessing from the Lord, we have to really think about that. Why I mentioned the rule or the order lastly in this class, because we need a sound mind. If we really keep ourselves, we are not going to lose the first love toward God, also toward our future spouse. So you always have to be considered, become considerable enough to think about your future, because if we are in 20s or 30s, how are you going to live another 40 or 50 years? How are you going to face all the brothers and sisters in the church, or in this community? If we have a more conservative way, then in the church we can avoid a lot of troubles. For example, if we are mature enough, we have a sound mind, we are not going to post the picture on Facebook just as you want. Be careful to post your pictures on Facebook. This is, if you really mature, think about it, okay? So be careful what picture you're going to upload into the internet. And, well, take it easy, okay? I don't go to the Facebook oftenly. I have been absent from the Facebook a long time already. But sometimes I visited and saw some inappropriate picture on that. It will cause side effect later, because sometimes we don't see far enough. Huh? So brother, sister, it's the same thing now. Also, we have to prepare ourselves. Mature. I once talked to a sister. This sister, actually, she is in the late of 30s already. She wants to marry, but she just lives in her own way. She doesn't want to learn how to cook. Every day she just went out to buy food. And she considered this is the most easy way. I don't have to cook. What bothered me to learn how to cook? But at the same time, she really wanted to marry someone. But to me, well, this is not mature yet. Right? The brother is supposed to marry a wife, really you can provide food for the family, right? So can I just say I wanted to marry, but and some sister I saw, actually, it's very lazy. How lazy? The room is so messy. So you don't have to guess which one. It's in the country. But I heard it. Sometimes it is not mature. We have to prepare ourselves, become mature in all different way to become, say, wow, people can consider, yes, this is God's time's up, and we really can walk on this path. So the marriage also, you have a concept. The concept-wise must be mature as well. Sometimes we have so many dreams, right? So many dreams about the future. Oh, after marriage, I want to do that. And this will be like a wonderful life. But it's, in reality, it's, most of the case is not. You can ask. You can ask also after marriage, right? So we have to really have a mature understanding about the marriage. And then we prepare ourselves. We are not going to dream all the time. we will learn ourselves and grow together. Because this is where we have to cultivate. We need God's help every day. Then gradually, we really can enjoy the marriage. So first, prepare our concept, become mature. Once you getting older, if you don't really pursue, become mature, do you know what happened? You become very stubborn. Because you will insist in your own way. And then, it's become hard to change. Because you always consider, this is what I want, but in reality, it's not God's way, right? We heard so many testimony already. Priscilla just testified how she find the job. Also, so many others testimony showing the same thing. We have to become submissive, mature in submissive to the way of God. And also, we needed to follow the rule. The rule in the church here. The community actually is small. TJC is small, right? Compared with the outside world. It's small. So actually right now internet is so convenient. Your action, sometimes people will communicate someone to others, to also different area. Right? So, if you do some work or do something inappropriate, then sooner or later people will know. And your reputation will be ruined. Because if we don't follow the rules, you know what happened? People will be scared about you. So, especially for our, you know, the single brothers and sisters, we have to really discipline ourselves. If we want our marriage coordinator to help, the bottom line is follow the rule. And that's showing ourselves we are mature. Okay, we are mature. Let's turn to Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2. Verse 6. Young men, likewise, exhorted to be sober-minded. In chapter 2, Paul described the way how encourage Titus to encourage to exhort all different group of members, right? The senior, the aged, the young women, and then the young men, especially mentioned to be sober-minded. So the sober-minded including our conduct. If we can really understand ourselves, and if I am mature, then I think when we look at the opposite sex, we have a clear understanding. We know which is the most important thing to look upon. So many brothers, especially brothers, what kind of sister are you looking for? You're looking for someone really have a good looking? You know? I remember about 5 years ago, I went to visit Vista, the senior home we used to visit. Grand Grove Church, go to visit. Which one? It's Lavita, right? Lavita. And that time, a sister, she was baptized in the church. And by her bed, there's another American old lady in the same room. I went to visit that sister, and because in the same room, so also check with this old lady. By her desk, she put a very beautiful picture. And we just ask her, who is the girl? She said, I am the girl. I was. Wow, this is so beautiful, really. It's like a movie star. But maybe only 40 years later, she becomes so different. So different. You just cannot connect together. To me, it's really, wow. So you can understand how fast the time can change a person. But have you ever see someone really have a beauty, inner beauty, and reflect on the outer appearance? You can see find our sisters, our senior sisters in the church everywhere. Really. Even though sometimes they're getting old, but their beauty, it's countenance, right? I don't know how to say 气质. You don't know what is 气质? 气质, huh? What is 气质? Do you know? Do you have a good turn to translate? Huh? Aura? Anyway. But to me, 气质 is very important, you know. So this is because after we cultivate ourselves, we really follow God's way, and then we become mature. This you will very naturally you can experience a person is different. This is called inner beauty. This is the most important and can endure to the end. So brothers, the same. Sometimes we don't have to worry about yourself. Oh, put your hairs become stylish, or you need to do all different kinds to attract someone. No. The most effective way is we cultivate ourselves, become mature. Mature in how we react with others. Mature in doing work. Mature is in the interpersonal relationship. So, we mature in following the rule. So, it's very important to me. I think, because right now I get to know more and more about our youth. I find out I come to a recognition about why we have so many problems in the marriage. I know why. In the past, maybe I don't really understand, but right now I understand a little bit more. But if we can overcome it, actually, this problem can easily be dissolved, and our church will become much better. You know, the generation is just like a wave, right? A wave after another one. So if the previous wave stuck there, then what happened? You will become a tsunami. Because the following wave will nowhere to go, right? You will overcome. It's just overflow. It just makes, this is why every generation we have to have a smoothly moving forward to the future and into the different level. Once we are in the age for marriage, consider ourselves first. Am I mature? How are we going to cultivate, to train ourselves, myself, become mature? Okay? So, this kind of sound-minded, not just for working in the church, to participate in the holy work, but most importantly, in this age, is to keep ourselves ready, mature, to go into the marriage. Marriage is so important, I cannot emphasize enough. Really. Because it will decide which way we'll go. And don't forget, marriage in the Lord. I just give you an example. If we marry someone outside the church, you take risk. Why? One brother, he just personally come to me and testified about his previous conduct before come to the church. If you just look at his outer appearance, you just look at this person, you consider, wow, this is so good, so talented, so handsome, and he seems to have sometimes he considers himself so attractive to women. And of course, in front of people, he behaved very gentle, very like gentleman, politely. But after conversation, he confessed to me, he committed so many bad things. And especially about the immorality. And later he got married. He married his wife. And his wife also experienced, wow, this husband, this man is so unfaithful. So it just turned the wife down and lose the interest. So the wife become very cold. Why? Because this wife understands this, the husband is so unfaithful. It's just like he dressed up very well, but in the back is so ugly. Then after he came to church, he recognized the first time he came to church, he feel, oh, how come this, he's so unworthy and so dirty in his mind. Because he has been polluted in the outside world so deeply. So this is the reality. He can understand now. I don't want to mention too much details, but he start to repent from what he have done. One by one, as long as he can understand, he can remember, he repented one by one, and ask God to forgive him. Even though he was baptized already, he also received the Holy Spirit. But he encountered a difficulty in his marriage. And then, this is a long process, about one and a half year long. He pray. And then after repentance, one by one, God really showed mercy to him. Change his mind, change his heart, just like a new one. And also, at the same time, change his wife. And make the marriage become so wonderful. So, right now. And he just wanted to, because his case is not appropriate to testify in the podium. He just give me a permission. If I have a good chance to encourage our youth, you know, how to become mature in marriage. Pray a lot. Sometimes he cannot endure the hardship in his marriage. He just consider, Lord, can I go to sin only once and then you forgive me? I said, no. Why? How did God show him? He almost lost his Holy Spirit. And he understand, no, this is not God's way. So he changed his mind. Okay, if God, I cannot sin against you because I want to be safe. I want to go into the heavenly kingdom. I am not going to hell. Then he prayed, God, change me. If I need to sacrifice of certain ability of myself, to be able to enter the kingdom, I accept, please do it. If If you are the Almighty God, and you can do everything, either subdue, quench my fire, last fire, or make me become just disabled, or you can very easily to change it. My mind and my wife, God show him mercy. Actually, God changed him. So he experienced the powerful prayer, and the power of Holy Spirit can really change a person. So that's why right now I witness his marriage is mature, and he himself is changed, different about 2 years, 2 years ago when I met him. So, brother and sister, this is very important. Let's continue to strive together with a sound mind. And then we will also experience what Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. Let's read together. Okay. 7. I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. 8. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. May our Lord Jesus grant us a sound mind and heart, so everyone can become mature in every aspect, to be able to work for him, also to form a very blessing and joyful family in the future. Pray in silence. Amen.